was it right before the big news was announced about opening up some of the travel restrictions, right?
Yeah, it was right before. It was around the 1st of December that we landed in Cuba.
So what was that visit like?
That was really unique. I think that was the most politically charged visit we had on this trip, even being in Russia during the height of the Ukraine conflict. It was pretty interesting. The very first day we had the president of the university show up on the ship, and we had a full day orientation with a couple Cuban government officials and then some people from the university, like I said. And then when we got off the ship, we had just news crews in our face. They had cameras there. They had
Cuban
news crews. Okay. Yeah, it was huge, a huge deal to them. And everywhere you went, there was propaganda about the Cuban Five, which before this trip, I had no idea about, really.
And probably a lot of people, and myself included, don't know much about them. What Cuban Five, tell me about them.
The Cuban Five, they were revolutionaries of Cuba that were in Florida at the time, and the United States arrested them on espionage charges. And the Cuban government felt that it was wrong that they were tried in the States, but we viewed them as potential terrorists, so we had the right to detain them. And three of them were still in captivity when we were there. They're still held in the States. And two of them had already been freed, but they were viewed as national heroes trying to fight the regime right before the Castros.
So you were hearing a lot about that.
Yeah, there was posters everywhere. It said, "Obama, give us five," and it would show the pictures of all of the Cubans underneath there. And there's fresh posters when we showed up, so they're really trying to impact the shipboard community and try to get that back to the States that they felt that they should be released.
And I understand you got to play basketball while you were there?
Yeah, they contacted the ship when we were a month and a half out or something like that, and they started talking back and forth with the university. They had a gym that got destroyed by a hurricane a couple of years ago, and they just finished the renovations, and they wanted to see if we had some basketball players that would play an opening game against them. So we made a girls team and a guys team with 12 players per team, and we had a tryout and one practice on the ship because we had a tiny court with two hoops. Ship's rolling around, you can't really shoot or practice that well. But yeah, we got off the ship in Cuba and they brought us up to the court and they gave us our uniforms and everything. They said USA on them. We got to keep them after the game. Played 4 10-minute running quarters against them, and it was pretty cool. Our assistant dean of students was the coach, and yeah, it was a good time.
Was that the first time you played since Petersburg High?
we've played in the alumni games, and then I play at college every once in a while and do a lot in the summertime when I can. Okay. But yeah, it was pretty cool to play in front of a crowd again.
And your first international game, I bet.
Yeah, first and probably last.
Well, that sounds like an amazing experience. What else about Cuba stuck with you after that trip?
Besides just how friendly the people were, and that just the landscape, and just being able to wander around this beautiful tropical island, then all of a sudden there's like a 1948 DeSoto or something driving by you, all these old classic cars. It was basically like stepping off into the 50s. There's no modern age technology really there. Like, they're not really using computers a whole lot. The internet's very limited. If they get TV at all, it's actually pirated from like Argentina or Florida. The university itself, there's a pretty intense network through the students where they are bringing in new age like magazines and TV shows, and it's pretty frowned upon from the party, the Communist Party. So they have to be kind of careful with what they're doing. But now that we've opened the borders up between them, or they're working on that, and they've exchanged the last three of the Cuban Five and some other American citizens that were trying to get entered into Cuba that got arrested, I think it will open up a lot more, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah. Was that your, or did you have a favorite of all the stops?
I think it was definitely between Cuba and Poland. Because in Poland, we took a train across the entire country and went from the port town of Gdansk, where we landed, over to Krakow and stayed there for a day or two, and went to tour Auschwitz also.
Okay, so pretty eye-opening there. And you also saw some other World War II sites, right, in Normandy?
Yeah. Okay. We got to walk the beaches of Normandy and visit the American cemetery and the German cemetery and go all over the place. There's a museum over there off of Omaha Beach that we went to, and Gold Beach and a few different places.